I think the implication is you have a choice, you know, and if someday the oasis exists in real life, you have a choice to spend all your time there or make connections in the real world with real people, making real eye contact. Yeah. And so in a way, our story is a cautionary tale as well as a great adventure. When the actors were performing the roles of their avatars, there was nothing to connect with except each other. There were no sets. There were just a few hand props. But they were going to be interactive in a huge set that would eventually become, you know, a big place, a destination in the movie. So we had all the sets created in virtual reality. And it gave, right, mm-hmm. all of you a kind of orientation. So they weren't just acting in the abstract, but they knew the environment in which we place them. I like my movie seen in movie theaters, especially Ready Player One, which really deserves to be seen on the biggest screen around and in 3D, because it's kind of an amazing ride in 3D. It's a pretty amazing ride in 2D as well. But I'm not ready yet to, you know, direct exclusively for the small screen, because my entire life has been, you know, spent trying to give audiences something in a large forum.